Blog Talk Radio.
Violence, retreat to
to my island, y'all niggas gon' stall. I'm keeping it vibrant, y'all niggas should thank me, but y'all ain't got manners. I told you I'm a problem, and y'all ain't got answers. When I was coming up, the people said I'm gon' be shit, and now I'm coming up, them same people want free shit. Them hoes be plotting a bigger amount. They wanna know what I'm doing, get a Twitter account. Your boy got a movement, y'all better get in tune. While people bite their tongue, don't say nothing, assume shit. Y'all better make room, kid, I mean soon, kid. Cause I'll be coming with that mob, broomstick. A lot of niggas getting shot, now they better. A lot of niggas getting boxed, Mayweather. I tell these chickens, kick rocks. I'm a monster, I'm trying to grind. The bitch say she trying to be sponsors. And anytime I wanna fuck, no problem. And lately she wanna do it with no condom. And I'm hungry, I'ma clean this plate. These gold diggers trying to get me, use my dream as bait. I'm indulging in the pithy, all the shit they spoke. I'm the mayor of the city and I don't get they vote. I should be messing up with, I'ma keep that low. And somebody tell Cupid, I'ma keep that bow. And every day I wake up and I see that race, I better inform the world, I'ma need that space.
Spend these nights on the road, places you won't go.
Welcome. We in the building tonight, man. First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Gizzy. You know what I mean? Head charge over here. You know what I mean? We got a real interesting show tonight because we ain't playing no more music. You know what I mean? That's all the music for tonight. You know what I mean? We trying to talk to everybody that's concerned about Trenton, New Jersey, man, in our Mercer County. So if you at home, you just tuned in, what we want you to do is hit us up on the lines if you got anything you want to add to. Y'all know what's going on tonight, you know. So if you got anything you want to talk about in reference to all the violence that's been going on out here, and if you have a child that's 14 to 24 years old, well, the age starts from 14 to 24. They're having a community meeting. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. It's sponsored by THDC, and for y'all that don't know what THDC is, that's Trenton Historic Development Collaborative, a community-driven neighborhood revitalization. That's their motto. Anyway, they're having a town hall meeting full of networking, mind shaping, and trying to come up with resolutions and everything on how we can make our community safe and what should or can be done to make our community better, and how you want to be involved in bringing about change to the community. So if you're interested in that and you between the ages of 14 and 24, Saturday, February 9th, 2013, at the time of 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the New Jersey State Federation of Colored Women, formerly the Cargo Y on 40 Fowler Street, Trenton, New Jersey. They're going to have refreshments. Entertainment for the children will be provided. If you got any questions, you can contact Joanna Truitt at 609-392-0034 for questions and, you know, set up, you know, the time that you're going to come through there, you know, and all that lovely thing. I guess we ain't going to get no callers right away, you know what I mean, because we just now told that some of y'all getting in late. Some of y'all might, you know, might be tired, or y'all, you know what I mean, on Facebook just, you know, going through all the other news before before we get into this. But my question to people out there, if you're listening and you want to call in, how do we make our community safe, you know, with all this violence going on around us, you know? It's been a lot of shootings, which means that it's a lot of guns on the street. And we all know that, you know, they're having a gun buyback January 25th and 26th, which will be tomorrow, Friday, and which is Friday and Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Trenton area residents can anonymously turn in up to 3 guns, no questions asked, at 2 safe locations, Greater Mount Zion, AME Church, that's 42 Pennington Avenue, Trenton, and the Pentecostal Assembly of God, 65 North Clinton Avenue in Trenton, and it's co-sponsored by the New Jersey Office of the Attorney General, Mercer County Prosecutor's Office, and Trenton Police Department. For more information, y'all can hit up www.nj.gov/guns. Again, that website is www.nj.gov/guns. 609-984-5828 for information on, you know, how this thing is going to go. Just had a little technical difficulty, but if y'all didn't catch that, we'll go ahead and you know, say it again. That's the gun buyback program, which is the Trent Mercer County Gun Amnesty Program, is buying back guns. They're giving up to $250 per weapon, and you know, that's one initiative they're taking to get guns off the street. You know, I want to hear from y'all, the callers, the listeners. We want to talk about, you know, what can we do to make Trenton safer, you know, and get some of these guns off the street. You know what I mean? It's too much violence going on. I'm pretty sure if you're a hardworking parent and you at home and you got to go to work early in the morning and, you know, it's been shootings all night, you don't know what you're going to walk into in the morning. You know what I mean? You wake up and your car got bullet holes in it and, you know, you got to call the police department to, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just crazy right now. So I just want to hear the community. If you really love your city and you at home and y'all listening, you know what I mean? Call in, you know what I mean? Let's try to make a difference tonight. The other thing I want to know is, like, you know, how can we be more involved in the community? You know, everybody say, you know, what the police ain't doing, what everybody else ain't doing, what can we do? You know, it's a lot of entertainment in the city. I see that. It's a lot of people doing a lot of things with music out here. I think music can help. It's a lot of people doing things with video. It's people doing stuff with a lot of youth mentoring programs that's opening up out here. It's a lot of nonprofits out here. You know, like, but I want to talk to, you know what I mean, the regular Joes, you know, everybody out here that's out here like me. You know, we're trying to make it, we're doing what we got to do to make it, as far as going to work, going to school, and, you know what I mean, you got to be dodging, getting robbed and shot out here. So, you know, we want to hear from y'all, you know what I mean? And like I said, we ain't going to play too much music tonight. We'll be back to regular programming later on in the week, but tonight it's about this. You know, I could sit here all day and talk about you know, how bad it is, you know. Pretty sure everybody that's on Facebook can do the same thing on Facebook. You know, they can report how many people got shot or, you know, too much violence and how we want to move. But what I want to know is, you know, how can we improve this city? You know, like, what can we do to, you know, stop some of these things from happening, you know what I mean? I'm going to go to a little small break. Hopefully some of y'all come to y'all senses to come on and talk, speak your mind. You can call in anonymously, you know what I mean? You ain't got to say who you are. You can just say you Trenton resident, calling from Mercer County. And, you know, express your views, express your opinion. And we here to First Fan Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fan Radio.
That's up there, First Fan. It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrade. It's your boy, Elwood Chill Jizzle. Cypher Dower. Sickest little light skinned cat on the turntables. Here we go.
First Fam Radio.
1-2-1-2. Okay. It's DJ Chili. The Bodega Series is getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay. Let's go.
First Fam Radio.
Yeah. You know how we do now. Stand on that grind. Gotta get this money. The main goal. Let's get it. Young Seth. Money line. Man, I stay on my grind. Young Seth, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money in my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, trying to get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money in my mind. Grind, riding with that white girl, yeah, and my black bitch. She don't like dick, but that bitch like clit. Riding paranoid in the whip or piss. Why I'm paranoid? Cause the whip got zipped. Damn. I'm trying to get it. Need money out the ass, man. Young Cell, quick to dump like a truck.
Random thoughts. Hashtag random thoughts. Hashtag random thought. Hashtag time. Smiling high. Maybe say a joke or two. After she's thirsty, she better know we got to drink more. Sure is that you're drinking up. The need for the thank you. Hold through my timeline, I did it up. Thanks to you.
First Fan Radio, man. Got a special guest in the studio tonight. I'm gonna ask him the questions that I was asking the public tonight. And Mr. H, one of the questions I'm asking tonight is, how do we make our community safe? Like, what's some of the things you think as a resident here should be done?
More police duties on the job, which I'm glad they opened up the stadium over on Hermitage Avenue. But we need more foot soldiers, as far as, you know, not just the police, the residents, as far as saying, look out for the youth and look out for them guns, because them guns, man, too many people getting them in their hands, and it's a bad thing that's going on out in the streets, man. Like, every other day, it's a shooting right here in Trenton, and it's really bad. It's a bad situation. So we need help. Bad.
So, just like they asking here, what should or can be done to make your community better? What, like, is it more jobs, programs,
more jobs, more recreation, more programs so that you can get into instead of just being out on the streets trying to sell drugs or try to hustle, you know, because that's where it's at for the future for the youth.
Now, like, how would you, do you want to be involved in bringing about change to your community?
Yes, I would, very much.
And like, in ways you think you can get involved in bringing about change to the community?
By networking more.
Okay.
With the neighborhood.
Okay. Now, would you say like, what about like a town meeting, town hall meeting? Because they have one coming up right now. Now, this is this flyer that I'm actually looking at is for the ages 14 and 24, and then they said if you know anybody that's between those ages of 14 to 24, they want you to come out Saturday. They want them to come out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, from 11 to 1 p.m. And like I said, it's a town hall meeting, networking, mind shaping each other, and making
it's going to be at
it's going to be at the New Jersey State Federation of Women. That was the Carver Y on Fowler Street in Trenton.
Okay.
Now, you know, like they said, they're serving refreshments. It's going to be some entertainment for the children.
And what time do it start?
11 a.m. to 1 okay. p.m. And, you know, like if you're 14 and you're not doing anything, you know what I mean?
That would be a blessing.
Yeah,
that, come out.
It won't hurt to go through there. And if you're 24, same thing. But I'm saying what I'm talking about tonight is, you know, everybody that's in their 30s, you know, older, you know what I mean, the hardworking, you know what I mean, people that's tired of that. If you're tired of this violence in here.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse out here in the streets. It's not getting no better, man. It's about to be like, just like Philly. And it's sad. They're talking about they had, what, the 25th? People were supposed to turn any guns or whatever. They had a gun turn and things. I wonder how many.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. That's actually here in Trenton. That's what this is.
Okay.
Tomorrow was.
Well, if I'm here in Trenton, though, I would like to be a part of that.
Now do you think that's a good idea? The gun buyback program here. They're giving up to $250 per weapon. And residents can anonymously turn in three guns, no question asked. Up to three guns, no questions asked.
Okay, it's going to be turning one gun.
They saying you can turn up to three guns.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you could turn in one gun. We're not sure what you're going to get. You know what I mean? But they saying that they're paying out up to $250 per weapon.
And where's that at again?
This is in Trenton. They have two locations, two safe locations that's okay. listed here. It's the Greater Mount Zion AME Church on 42 Penitent Avenue. The other one is Pentecostal Assembly of God at 65 North Clinton Avenue in Trenton.
And what time do they start?
And it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's hard out here, so I know a lot of your brothers that's out here robbing and everything, and you ain't got nothing in your pocket, and you don't want to catch your charge.
No, you can turn a gun in and give your name up or whatever, though, right?
$250 in your pocket.
Say you found it on the street or whatever.
Yeah, we got a caller calling. I want to cut you off. We got a caller calling out the 609 area code.
We'll be back.
I don't know if they want to. Let me say this before I even start taking calls. Is if you want to speak to us and you're on the line, you might just be listening on the line. But if you want to speak to us, just press one on your dat pad. And that'll let me know on the switchboard that you have something you want to say or you might want to add to what we were talking about.
We appreciate it. All income.
Okay, but, like, you know, back to $250, you know, if you're not doing anything that day and you do have a pistol or whatever.
One gun, you can get $250.
And you don't have to rob anybody. You don't have to do anything to anybody. But, I don't know.
I hope it be a good turnout. I'm gonna be there. I like to see that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a call out to 609-452 if they want to say anything. You live on Air First Fan Radio.
Yeah, what's good, bro?
What's going on there?
Hey, you already know I'm listening to y'all and whatnot right now. Just tuned in, you know.
That's what's up, bro. Now let me ask you a question. I don't know if you've been following the show so far, but having a town hall meeting for ages between from ages 14 to 24. They're trying to network with the youth to find out, you know, how can the youth and, well, all of us, I'm gonna just say,
right,
make our community safe.
Mm.
And my question to you is, like, what you think should be done here in Trenton to make our community safe?
Shit, we need more jobs in the city. That's what we need, you know what I mean? So people can get up off them streets. A lot of dudes can't even get no job right now, you know what I mean? So, you know, they only means to eat is to, you know, get up there, do their own thing, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's kind of rough right now for a lot of people.
And right now with all the violence going on, what you think should or can be done to make the community a lot better than what it is right now?
I don't know. Well, shit, you already know we need more police back around here. That's for one, you know what I mean? Like, people getting being in gang done went up. You know what I mean? The murders done went up. Shootings went up. You know, everything, you know what I mean? Like, you need some more protection around, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Like, now, what would it take? This is a question, and you can answer this too, Mr. H. What I want to ask is, like, what can we do to get people involved with making the community bring about change? Like, what can we do as a people here to change a lot of the stuff that's been going on? Like, you know,
people walking around the neighborhood, people, mothers and fathers walking around the neighborhood, you know, and guarding the neighborhood like guardian angels, and to protect the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know. You just walk around the neighborhood just to protect your neighborhood or wherever, you know, the mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, everybody. Just walk, man. And just, you know, protect the neighborhood. That's what we need.
Yeah, like the Panthers or something. So,
yeah. I think, I don't know. I want to hear from more callers. Like, if you know what I mean? Some callers out there, if you want to call in and we want to hear your opinion. I'm the brother in the store. That might, you know, I mean, might have something he might want to add. I don't know. But I'm gonna ask you this now. My question about to you, caller, is the gun buyback program. What you think of that here in Mercer County for January 25th to 26th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. A Trenton resident can anonymously turn in up to 3 guns with no question asked. And getting up to $250 per weapon. You think that's a good thing to help get the guns off the street?
Yeah, it sounds good, but then, you know what I mean, it sounds fishy too. Like, a lot of dudes probably ain't going to want to do that because, you know what I mean, they're going to think, you know what I mean, you turn in a gun, you might get locked up too. You know what I'm saying? Because they did programs like that before. Like, they was bringing people in, you know, and they'd hem you up. Run your prints or your name and all that stuff. If you good, they'll let you go. If not, they'll keep you. You know what I mean? They did things like that before. So a lot of people might be a little skeptical about, you know what I mean, walking into the you know what I mean, into the authority hands, like, you know what I mean, saying, here I am. You know what I mean?
Now, with that being said, again, like, you know, do you think it'll prevent a lot of the violence, though?
I think violence is always going to be around, but it might, I don't know, man, it depends on how many people, if they can get enough people really, man, to go in there and put down some weapons and stuff, yeah, it'll slow a lot of the shootings and everything down, you know, but like I said, a lot of people might be scared to even do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you need like a high percentage of, if you know what I mean, the people in, is it just for Jersey or is it just in the Trenton area?
This is just for the Trenton area.
Yeah, see, yeah, you need like a high percentage, you know what I mean? Just so, like, you know what I mean, about 1 or 2 guns. I mean, every little bit helps, you know what I'm saying? But you need a high percentage, man. People nowadays, man, these young boys and stuff, they got more than 1 or 2 guns, man, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That might be a little scapegoat to get rid of something, you know, some broke shit, pardon my lane, some broke guns just to get some money and stuff like that too. So, you know, you never know, man.
It can't be scared.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I was gonna ask, well, about that is, you know, what's something that they could do other than that to get some guns off the street? Like, you know, what's some things that
could they bring you the guns and turn it in? If they scared to bring it to them?
I don't know.
I mean, that's on them. I mean,
the people out there listening, if y'all scared to bring the guns in yourself, maybe you can bring them to.
I don't do guns. I don't touch guns. You can't bring me a gun. I don't
want to turn it in for you.
I don't want any guns.
Right. I don't want to touch guns with weapons neither.
I will point you where they give me $250 for the gun. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't, you know what I mean? But if it's going to get some guns off the street, hey, I'm all for it, you know what I mean? For whatever can get some guns off the street, especially the guns out there for the wrong intentions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, we understand that, you know, you have a right to have a gun, but if you got one illegal and using it for illegal intent, then, you know what I mean? Hey, you know where you belong for that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, other than if you license with a gun. You know what I mean? Like right now, Barack Obama and them is trying to pass a law to take guns from the people that have illegal and the people that are illegal. And nobody had guns. The only people that had guns would be your government.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Tell you the truth, though. Like, I think England, London or something like that, like, they don't have no weapons and stuff over there. Like, if you notice, a lot of the countries that don't have, like, the citizens ain't allowed to carry weapons and all that, their crime rate is, like, down a lot. You know what I'm saying? And if that plan do go in effect, it'll work. You know what I mean? But you still got those, you know, the people that's going to be strictly underground or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? They still going to have their own. Because there's a lot of people that believe the government is, like, trying to leave you naked, get you naked just in case if anything happened. You know, us as people can't sit back and you know, protect our own.
Now, see, with that being said right there, now, that's where, you know, like, having guns in the community that's used for the wrong intentions. I mean, like, if we know this type of stuff is going, well, many of them don't know, but, you know, not going against any government or anything, but I'm just saying, like, if people felt that way, then, you know, you have it, you know, kind of out there, you know what I'm saying, to a point of, I'm confused and I got a gun, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but you know what I'm saying, like, I'm running around with the gun robbing innocent people, or I'm doing whatever I'm doing with this gun, and it's a bigger threat out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anybody's a threat, you know, as far as government, but I'm just saying, like, in general, you know, if we was bombed or terrorists took over America, you know, and you had to have some protection, you know what I mean? All that is going down because of people that have guns illegal doing illegal things, and people that have guns illegal doing illegal things. Like, you know, it's like a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
It's a bad situation.
But if you notice, man, it's a lot of people, like, all right, say, for instance, somebody get a brand new gun or something. It's a lot of people, like from down south, you know, like, I ain't gonna say just everybody from down south, but you got a lot of, like, white people down there that love buying guns, you know what I'm saying? And down there, they got, like, a, like, Columbus Market Fair or something like that, you know what I mean? It's like a gun fair, they call it or something. And you don't need no ID or nothing. You just go in there and you can just purchase a firearm if you want, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a limit on how many you can purchase at a time or what, but you can go down there and buy weapons. That's some of the reasons why it's a lot of these guns coming in. You know what I mean? Because it's not in Jersey. It's hard. You already know it's hard to get a gun in Jersey. You know what I mean? Let alone have it on you. You know, but if you cross the bridge and go out PA or Philadelphia and stuff, that gun law done changed all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you can get caught with a gun and, you know, it really ain't nothing out there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, little kids got them. You know what I mean? So, it's a lot of every state got a different law with guns. So if they do want to try something, they should have one neutral gun law. You know what I'm saying? That way, the guns would be more like you'll know where they're coming from mostly. You know what I mean? The source of where they're coming from. So for anybody just being able to just go and get one, you're gonna have to. That's why they got it in Jersey. You have to show ID. You have to get your ID, your license, your names, and all that stuff. You got to get it ran and stuff so people can. Yeah, so people can trace where it's coming from. You know what I mean? But when you go down there, it's not no trace. You know, it ain't no trace. It ain't no paperwork getting signed. You know what I mean? It's no background checks. It's nothing. And then they got some of the highest artillery. I seen something on YouTube. Dudes, they out there in the country in the farms, man, with 50 caliber rifles, man. Like, that's you hitting people like a couple miles away with that. You know what I'm saying? You can shoot that. You can be down the street somewhere. You won't hear it until somebody go down, and then the echo will come, like, a little bit later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it's like that, and it's so easy for somebody to get some like high caliber weapons like that, people feel as though they can do anything. You know what I mean? Just like the young boy who went up in there and shot the, all the kids and all that, like, you know what I mean? He had out, what, like 3-4 guns, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
And it's crazy because the violence is not just in our city. We just, and we talking to the world right now. It's everywhere. It's in every city, you know what I mean?
You never know. You could be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Like the movies.
Like a problem. Like even, like, you don't have to necessarily just get it in a urban area.
These have all been suburban
areas.
Yeah.
That have been hit, you know? Yeah. And it's more than that, you mean? But
it's getting worse.
Like our community right now is at a sense. Like it's too many people getting shot. It's too many people losing family members and burying people. And we don't have enough money to be burying people and stuff like that. Some of us, you know. But we got another caller calling in, and I don't know if they want to comment on that. But you know, go ahead and comment on it. 609. 772.
Yeah, it's Mac Dollars, man. What's up?
What's going on with you, little bro?
Ain't nothing going on. What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, we out here trying to get the community involved, man, with all this violence going on, man. Hopefully you can give us some insight on what some things that could be done to help with that.
Well, first off, what needs to happen for real. Everybody need to get knowledge on what's going on and how these people got us trapped in the same hood with each other, killing each other, keep it real with you. We don't realize that ain't nothing gonna change, bitch.
That's what's up, man. Now, how do you think people can get involved in bringing about change in our community in Trenton, New Jersey?
They gotta want change, man. Everybody gotta want change. If everybody don't want it, there's no chance of it happening. You got people that think change is stupid. You got people that think change is for, like, suckers or something like that. And, I mean, everybody trying to be tough, make a name, be somebody, you feel me? Ain't nobody really trying to make a change. If somebody trying to make a change, if one meaningful person try to make a change and got enough followers that want to make a change with them, then it's possible. If not, then I don't know, babe.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you one more question. What you think about the gun buyback program? Yeah, so you giving us a little feedback. You must be driving.
Yeah. I'm driving. My bad, man.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. You know what I mean? A little windy, little turbulence. But I don't know if you can hear us. But what you think of the gun buyback program? You think it'll get a lot of guns off the street that's going this Friday and Saturday?
Nah, keep real with you, nah, man, I ain't going front. I don't think so, babe.
And what's your reason for that? Why you think that?
Because they're trying to protect themselves, man. Who gonna give a gun back? I mean, unless people got guns to spare, they probably try to get some money for it, know what I mean? But other than that, ain't nobody giving up their guns, man. We got to protect ourselves from each other and from them, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I mean, would you say the violence has been outstanding? It's been out of hand, like very, like over the top out of hand.
Yeah, over the top, man.
So what you think? You think that we need a lot more police to come down here and assist, or? You know, what's your opinions on what could be done as far as that law enforcement?
I mean, that could be a possibility, but I don't. Police bring ignorance from black people, man, especially in our community. They don't like police, man. Remember the last time when they brought the police out here in Trenton? I'm talking about, and they wrote a letter to the police. You know what I mean, they dropped it off at the news, and they was like, "Now we gotta move. The cops are gonna start shooting at them right or wrong."
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, they bring more police, it's only going to get ugly. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, we got to want to change. If we don't want to change, if we don't want a change, ain't nothing going to happen. I hate to say this, there's been more fuckers in this world, man.
Yeah. I can relate to that, man. You know what I mean? I see where you're going with that, man. And I just want to put out there, if you don't know, if you want to get involved with the community, they have a town hall meeting. It's going to be at the Carver Y, Trenton, New Jersey, 40 Fowler Street, Trenton, New Jersey, going to be Saturday, February 9th. And what they're doing is they having a networking and mind shaping meeting. And what it is they trying to get people that want to get involved with the community and talk to them about bringing change to the community and how they can do it. So would you be one of them brothers to take that initiative to go?
Yes, well, I actually would be one of them brothers, man. If you asked me this like a year or two ago, I'd probably say hell no. But do I see things changing and shaping up and I see how things about to really start changing, I'd say yeah, man.
No doubt. Now, I got this question I want to ask you, and this is for anybody that's listening, too. All
right.
With so much of this violence going on, do you think some of the parents and children who stay in these areas are safe when they go outside their house to go to work and come home?
All right. I mean, any given time, you've seen it only happened before. I don't even know how long ago, but like not too long ago, a friend of mine's actually his mom. In West Trenton, probably from Trenton. She was walking outside and they start shooting and a friend of mine's mom, like I said, she got hit with a stray bullet. So that answers that question right there. Nobody's actually safe when this wildness is going on, man.
With that going on, I'm just that's why I brought up the question about police. Like, you know, how do you deal with that? Like, how could the community stop, you know, a lot of this violence from happening or even get these guns off the street?
Man, that's a hard question to answer, babe. That's a hard question to answer. I mean, you can answer it, but is it possible for it to actually happen? That's the real question. Or is it possible that it's going to actually work? I mean, because they had, like, meetings and stuff on Stuyvesant Avenue, preaching with everybody being heard, and then everybody just walking past it like it don't mean shit.
That's cool. I've seen that plenty of times. Now, why you think most of them walk past it? Is it that, you know what I mean, we ain't trying to hit or we don't really care about the community?
Because they're, how can I say that? They corrupted.
Yeah.
Whenever you're corrupted, you can't hear the real shit. It get blocked. I mean, it's like talking to deaf ears, you feel me?
Yeah, definitely. Anything you want to add to that?
No, I have no comment right now.
Yeah, I got ill with live with two of my co-hosts, man. He just sitting back, man, because he just.
Hell, what up, boy?
What's up? Peace, bro.
All right.
It was pretty A's going down, man. I know. I mean, hey. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to speak on the little gun thing right here, man. The little gun bomb back. I can understand why some people be against it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of us in the hood, we need our guns. Not really go out and pop nobody or to rob nobody, but we need our guns to protect our household. Now, being as though we don't have license for these guns, it's illegal. You know what I mean? I understand that. I could dig that. But on the other hand, you want me to bring my gun in, right, for $250. I mean, I just keep it $1,000. I'd have bought this gun from somebody that bought this gun from somebody that bought this gun from somebody. Long story short, I take this gun to y'all and y'all do some extra other gun police stuff with it. You know what I'm saying? And start checking for fingerprints and all this extra stuff. Cause there's a lot of murders going on in the town.
Yeah.
You know and you can't convict nobody if you don't got no evidence. So like we y'all, I mean this gun buy thing is you're not dealing with a whole bunch of people that's really niggers. And what I mean by that is and I'm not talking about black people when I say that. Cause I know a whole bunch of white niggers, but that's another story. You know what I mean? But We need our guns to protect our household, man. It's the bottom line. And we not bringing no 200. We not bringing our guns down there. Y'all find something and then keep us and lock us up. Whereas though y'all shit right here clear. What do it say? Turning up the three guns, no questions asked. Are y'all serious? Are y'all serious?
They want to know probably where you live at and everything.
Where you live? Where you live? All that. You gotta sign something. You have to sign something.
So what can we do though? Just to change that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we trying to get guns off the street and everybody, you know, feel like, you know what I mean?
Hey, chill.
I gotta be devil's advocate.
Let's not go there.
You really
want to go there?
We got to. Like,
let's not do this, man.
We don't.
Yo, who on the line with
us? Anyway, long story short, I can't walk.
I don't know where to get no chopper from. I don't know where to get no gun that big from. Not living in Trenton, New Jersey. Not living in the hood. I don't know where to get. How do that gun get in my possession? Somebody tell me that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
How do that gun even get in my community? That type of gun. Since we so much of low class people, how do we get guns like this?
They putting it in our hands, man.
So, thank you.
My point, like I said. The gun buyback thing, okay, I looked at it. I said the same thing. Most people that do have guns is going to be like, I don't want to get locked up, you know what I mean, trying to go get $250. That's understandable. But, okay, let's just say that's a duck.
Okay.
What can we do to make it better? Get guns off the street without nobody feeling like that or feeling like they, you know, like they're liable for.
If you see somebody,
you know what I'm saying? You see somebody
with
a gun, what? Report it. Come on, bro. Did you ever this brother
they don't want to get caught.
Listen,
they don't want to get in trouble with a gun. They got it illegal. This is what we're trying to find out. How can we get guns off the street
right
without nobody suffering repercussions on any end? If they want to turn in and say here, they could turn it in anonymously. But everybody don't believe it.
Nah.
That's what it sounds like to me right
I'm
now.
Not buying it.
All right, so
you buying it? Okay. I'm gonna ask you what I'm saying to y'all.
We know this.
Okay.
What are we going to do to get guns off the street besides this? All right, this is out the window. This is gone now.
What could we do?
I'm talking about people in the community that live in Trenton, period. It's people who lose their family. Okay, the dude that might have did a murder don't want to turn in a gun for $250.
Okay.
Okay. He's still running around here doing whatever it is he's doing.
Mm.
With the gun.
Okay.
What can we do?
Hold on. See, now I'm about to show you where it twists that. Now, what you just said?
I'm saying
the
other than
that just what?
The dude,
where is he at?
Still walking the streets.
So he's still walking the streets. If he do something to this man or whatever he did to this man, I'm going to come turn my gun in for $250.
You're still missing what I'm saying. Okay. He's still walking the street.
Okay.
What we're saying is, all right, this gun buyback program, let's just say this is it. It was a failure.
Okay.
Let's just say it's a failure.
Okay.
What can we do now to get guns off the street and make it safer? That's what we're talking about tonight. If y'all listening anywhere and y'all want to call in and have a discussion about this, call in 917-889-8297. Okay, let's just say the gun buyback program ain't successful.
Right.
What can we do to get this stuff out of here?
I don't know who the brother was just talking. Who said it's going to take just, it can't just be me, you. It can't just be me, you, him, and him. It has to be all of us, bro. It has to be. It has to be all of us. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. And things have been so effed up for us. And you can't, you know what I mean? When it get dark, you really can't walk the streets no more. You know what I mean? And even if you ain't doing nothing illegal, like, there's a lot that come with this, man.
And that's what we know. That's why we right now, like, I knew when we did this show, we wasn't going to get that many callers.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? Because I, a lot of people don't want to step up and they don't want to be labeled as a snitch or being labeled as corny and all that. But I'm a man first at the end of the day myself. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid of what people think. I don't need people to validate me. But what I'm saying is, all right, it is people out here that's criminals with guns. And there's people running around here protecting themselves. They might not be criminals, but hell, you know what I mean? The criminals got guns.
That's all
you know what I mean? And we understand that. But what we're trying to find out is how can we, as a community, get rid of these guns and stop all this violence? Because it's much too violent. Like, I mean, we all got kids. We got to walk our kids to school in the morning.
Right.
We got to feed our kids. We might walk to the store to go get some food for our kids and come home. And not make a home because somebody wants to rob us or shoot us. And we don't. I understand everybody's problem. You know what I'm saying? I understand everybody's problem with this from both sides. But how can we come up? We understand that too. But how can we come up with, okay, let's get rid of these guns? Can most people that got guns, will y'all throw them away if your enemy threw his away? We don't think like that. You know what I mean? You're like, well, nah. Because I want to get him back, you know what I mean? Or he want to get you, vice versa. But that's all we can think about is the negative. We don't ever focus on the positive of, all right, let's just give, you know what I mean? Let's just get rid of him, period. You know what I mean?
I mean, I understand.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out like
me, I'm with you on this.
You got to put it out.
I'm with you on this. Just understand me and go on around that I'm saying. I'm with you on this. But let's remember. We're living in the hood, our hood, neighborhood. We're living in the city, in the hood. Okay. You got working people. You got cats that's hustling. I mean, we ain't going. You know, I mean, I ain't telling on nobody, but we all know this going on. You got cats that. No. You miss what I'm saying. You got cats that's working. You got cash that's hustling, and the cash that's working and hustling, like they have to protect themselves, and they know what come with that game.
Yeah, but look, we had a couple callers, not cut you off. We had a couple callers that called in, and they said one of the ways we can improve the community is by creating more jobs.
Dope. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that stop a lot of robberies.
That stop a lot of robberies,
maybe, which is good.
But will it get guns off the street?
No. Because if I'm a working man, and in my town that I'm living in is going the way it's going right now, I would have to protect myself.
Okay. Now, if you was the mayor of the city, or if you was the president of the city, this goes for anybody out there, how would you make your city or community safe? What would you do?
That's a good question, man. I can't answer that because... I'm not the mayor.
I'm just saying, like, you feel
do
what I'm
we
saying?
Even
like,
have a mayor?
But look, all right, let's just look at it like this. All right, if a mayor was a father that had, and everybody in the city that's residents are the children,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lot of other children from elsewhere, or whatever, you know what I mean, all around, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, causing all kinds of stuff, what can you do to make them feel safe or, you know what I mean, to make them feel like, you know what I mean, the community, you know, make everything pleasant for them.
How would you make the only thing I could tell you, man, is from my experience being in Trenton and stuff, is we have nothing to do anymore.
Okay.
There's nothing else for them to do.
One call said make more jobs. Programs. What's some programs we can put out there for the community?
You know, music program. You got cats that like to do music. A lot of these guys want to rap. A lot of these girls like to dance. You know what I'm saying? You know? There's a lot of things. I know there's young men that like want to learn how to DJ. It's fun. Trust me. Trust you, man. It's fun. If any kids is listening, this is trying DJing and doing his music, that'll take your mind off a whole lot of negativity. A whole lot. Because it'll be something you enjoy to do. I don't think they really have nothing to do. And if it is, they don't really enjoy it.
Now, from what I see, it's a lot of people doing music in the city. There's a lot of people doing, you know, playing sports.
Right.
Many things.
Right.
But there's still a lot of violence going on.
Right.
And do you think that would actually help
you know, like stop some of the violence? Like, what,
I think so.
What's some of the things? Give us some things that you think.
Concerts,
we want to hear from you too, Mr. A.
Concerts.
We want
talent shows. Okay. You know.
Concerts, talent shows.
Little dance battles and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Good dance battles, not no rapid battles. Nope.
I'm going to go back to the call out 609-77, so I'm going to ask him the same question I asked you. What, do you agree with the co-host, man? On we need more programs like basketball, music. You think some of that will help the community?
Man.
Can you repeat that?
I said, yeah, I think so. I had to keep people more active, you know what I mean?
Okay, now, do you think it'll cut down on a lot of violence? Gun problems?
Nah, not a lot, because I guess you got a lot of people out here that just don't get involved in sports and shit no more. Yeah, sports, I remember when I was coming up, going to school and shit, you know what I mean? Sports, you was on basketball team, football team, all that shit. Nowadays, man, these young boys even trying to be out here on the block hustling, man. I ride through now, man. I see little kids out here with hoodies and hands in their hoodies and shit and cargo pants and, like, vest suits and shit, you know what I mean, on the block, on the corner hustling, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, man, but this topic is a good topic.
I'm like, we lose you, man. Going in and out. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. What you saying?
I said it's a good topic and all that. And I mean, it's a good topic. It might reach some people, but you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just a topic. You feel me? Because it's crazy.
It's deep, man. I already know. You're right, and I agree with you on that. It's a good topic, but.
Hey, look,
get in your car and ride through the hood and look for yourself. Like my man said.
I mean, you know what kills me is everybody could talk about it on Facebook, but when it's time to talk about it in a town meeting, nobody wants to show up. When the Nazis came to Trenton, New Jersey, not a lot of people showed up. Not a lot of reverends, not a lot of lawyers, doctors,
rappers.
There's a lot of police there. Now, I've seen some rappers there, but not a lot of rappers. And I haven't seen a lot of other people there too. But I'm just saying, you know, like, how come when the worst, like, when stuff come here, we don't stand up for our city, but we can turn around and say we love our city, and we'll be out of town, and we'll say, I'm from Trenton.
Yeah, right.
But you won't look out for nobody from Trenton when it comes down to this right here.
Because we don't got that reputation. Our reputation in Trenton is we ain't let a nigga have it. That's the A.
We understand that. But look, how come the only time
I'm
out of town?
You a question.
Yeah,
you
I'm not. No, I'm just saying.
Niggas out of town. I'm from Trenton. That's part of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm saying we only got love for each other out of town with somebody on our, you know what I mean? But when we come back in town, we don't even mess with each other.
Not even out of town.
Or either, you know?
Not even. I don't know, man.
You don't even gotta be out of town.
You don't.
You be in town, whatever. But I'm just saying, when you out of town and you might see five people that's from Trenton that's in the nightclub, which, you know what I mean? Y'all might, you know what I mean? You see one of them getting into something, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, this is the mentality of Trenton. I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah.
All right? You see someone in the club, and he don't help you in a fight. You see him in Trenton. You like, man, you know what I mean? We from Trenton. You were supposed to help me. Why do we look for that? But then here in Trenton, we don't even worry about none of that. I'm just, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we got a messed up mentality, people. That's what I'm saying, man.
The Willie Lynch story is in effect.
Let's
keep it 1,000. The Willie Lynch shit is in effect. Now, I mean, if you don't know, and you blind, and you don't read books, if you don't look up some of these people's names and see how they got some of us brainwashed, then you're just going to be brainwashed. I looked up a Molly. That's just per se.
It's cocaine, baby.
Something left, not even. It, maybe that's in it too.
That's
all in there.
They bringing crack back in a different form, man.
I don't know, man, but
they say history repeat itself, and they got to repeat itself, man. You got motherfuckers wearing tight jeans. That's the new
drug, of course.
Then they bring crack back with the mollies, and everybody think that shit cool because you got motherfuckers saying I'm pop molly and I'm sweating. Woo, ain't that shit?
Yeah,
we have technical difficulties, man. We just got bumped offline. We back right now. Y'all still with us? Check the switchboard. Yo. I think we lost callers. We lost a couple callers. Y'all give us a minute. We're going to go ahead and go to a break real quick. I think we got one caller still with us. You still with us, 609-772?
Yeah.
All right, man. Just making sure. You sound a lot clearer, by the way, too.
I'm off the road now.
Yeah, I hear that. As a whole, man, we said, we went over a couple things. A lot of people ain't buying the gun buy back thing. Everybody said they want change, but nobody want to be the first to step up. Don't nobody want to be the first to step up. And everybody don't want to step together. That's crazy, man. I'm just an advocate right now, man. I'm playing devil's advocate for both sides right now. That don't make me a good or bad guy, you know what I mean? Just make me a concerned guy. I just want to know what views is going on both sides, you know, what everybody thinks.
Yeah, I got an input on that, what you just said. You say nobody want to be the first man, right? And you know what I think is crazy, yo?
What's that?
What I think is crazy is how, like, we all spend time looking up our leaders and the people that led the black community, like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, whatever. I mean, but everybody can spend time talking about what they did for our us as a people. But in this new day, who gonna be the one to be one of those people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
who gonna be the first one that really try to make a movement for this? I mean, what we talking on? I mean,
Yeah, that's real, and that's
Damn. You. I do it for my niggas a lot.
I don't know what's going on with the phone line tonight, but I'm gonna tell you, I keep getting offline. Real, no, I don't know what's going on. Maybe they don't want us talking about it. I don't know.
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah, they hit me off. They like, hey, try to say something. You know, we don't want you to talk about Malcolm and them. I don't know. I'm just joking around. But you're right, though, man. Nobody wants to be a leader, right? But everybody wants to be a gangster.
Yeah, they following that though. God damn. Fuck it, I guess it should really miss us. I just got to, I was just looking at the shit.
Yeah, we back, man. Like I said, we was having little typical difficulties, man. We just missed a caller we had on air, man. But man, he brought up a good point, man. About nobody want to be the first Malcolm or Martin Luther, and it's crazy, man. And we keep going through. We're going through this. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to improve our community, and there's a lot of people that's not looking at it like that. You know what I mean? It's people that's tired, and they living in fear right now. They like, man, I don't want to get involved in anything. I don't want to come out and get shot, and that's understandable. You know, but sooner or later, we're going to have to stand up. And if we don't stand up for our community, we're going to be standing up to somebody that's way greater than all that. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real. We're going to face somebody far more greater. And then, you know, when it's time to step up, you're going to have to step up or be a slave to it. You know? So, I don't know, man. This is your boy Chill Jizzle, man. First Fan Radio, man. We just had our little First Fan Radio community address. It looked like maybe about three people that was concerned in the community night called it. So we already know what the gun buyback going to be about tonight. And right now, y'all are not focused on anything dealing with this community. So I just hope that everybody out there that is listening and want to do something, do something. And those that aren't, you know what I mean, that's out there doing whatever you out there doing, you know what I mean, I just want to pray for y'all, you know what I mean, and I just hope y'all sooner or later wake up, because everybody's asleep right now, you know what I mean, and it's sleep in many ways. Like, y'all might not understand what I mean right now, but when I say sleep, y'all really, really have no idea what's going on. Sleepwalking, and y'all are walkers right now. Y'all don't know what's going on, and it's going to mess you up when you wake up. And you see all the destruction that you've been doing to your own and to people in general, and then later on you wonder why them gates don't open or, you know what I mean, and where you go from here, we don't know. So I'm going to just go ahead and leave y'all with that. Again, this is Chill Jizzle, First Fan Radio. And I don't know, man. I'm signing that, man. We signing off, man.
Yeah.